Vice President of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association, Aidan Rogers, says that though the national electricity grid remains important to Barbados, things have changed somewhat.
Barbados right now has at least a 99% penetration rate. That is, 99% of the households, businesses in Barbados are connected to Light and Power's grid. It's a mature market. There's not really, as would obtain in maybe Jamaica or Ghana, opportunities for a developer to come in and work with small communities in terms of providing infrastructure for them. We really have a pie that is pretty much baked in. There are legal implications surrounding the grid. It has an owner. It's an asset that a legal entity owns. I don't think we're anywhere near getting into the process of expropriation of assets or anything like that. We're not. So you need to respect that that grid pretty much serves as the backbone of the sector right now for the foreseeable future. You might have few pockets of persons who say they want to self-generate and have their battery systems, but they are not the majority. And commercially, very few of the hotels can cost-effectively afford to go off-grid because they don't have the physical space based on the renewable resources we had, or the technology that could take them fully off is not commercially or economically viable for them. So the grid has a level of importance. And even to the grandmother with a $50 or $80 bill, the grid is useful for her. She can afford to purchase electricity with her pension, or there may be middle-income persons who are quite comfortable with the grid. So the question of the grid and the ownership of the grid is a reality that we need to face. It is not as we would have seen in the telecoms market where other players have come in and they run their wires along the same utilities network. Electricity and telecoms are two fundamentally different things technologically and as it relates to the engineering.
As Mr. Rogers sees it, the focus on the electricity sector going forward has to be on generation.
And that generation is largely going to be via renewable sources, which we call variable or not available all the time. By virtue of that fact, there are additional investments that need to be made for us to achieve anywhere near this 100% target. And those investments have to be along the line of strengthening the existing grid infrastructure that we have. The current grid, as we would have seen recently, receives power largely from three locations on the island. The generating assets that are fossil fuel based at the airport, Seawell, Bay Street, where Light and Power's corporate office is headquartered, and Spring Garden. When we move to a renewable energy space, we're taking power from any disparate location across the island. And by virtue of that fact, the grid that we currently had was not designed to take that bidirectional or multi-source power that fluctuates. So there's investment that needs to be made in the grid. Secondly, the renewable energy that we want to use, largely we're looking at wind, potentially wind and solar. As I said, they're not available. So we have to store those power sources of energy in abundance for deployment over 24 hours. All of the renewables that we currently have on the grid is largely used during the daytime. So the investment space in the market right now has actually increased. The new electricity market we're looking at now is actually going to be three times size the current market. So there's a lot of room for new investment both by the existing utility company, both on their grid, also in generation, and for investors both local and potentially external. So we're dealing with a bigger market that is being created, and this is where we need to find the right balance. So that's a fundamental shift, because the whole regulatory relationship has to change. It's no longer a one-on-one relationship between the Barbados Light and Power and the Fair Trading Commission. You're now dealing with other players coming in the market who have to be regulated. The one point I want to make too is that there have been legislative changes that have taken place since 2013 that have been fundamental. Light and Power has been recognized since the 2030 Electric Light and Power Act that they are no longer the only player in the market. And that's a major fundamental change. And I think recent amendments in August this year have further expanded that liberalization of the market, as we see new licensable activities now being open to persons other than the Barbados Light and Power Company.
Vice President of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association, Aidan Rogers, on Sagicor's Early Business.